Support for MindShift comes from Landmark College, offering a fully online graduate-level certificate in learning differences and neurodiversity programs. Visit landmark.edu/certificate to learn more.
From KQED.
Welcome to the MindShift podcast. I'm Ki Sung. As we plan for the next season of MindShift, we have a special story for you today, a story with a sprinkling of hope. Since the pandemic began, an estimated 3 million students have not shown up for distance learning. Some reasons include connectivity issues, responsibilities at home, or an inability to engage online. But for some students, distance learning has helped them focus in ways they were unable to before the pandemic.
I get to lay in bed and do my work instead of sitting in hard chairs.
This story comes to us from Oregon Public Broadcasting and the Class of 2025 project. Producers started following one group of students since they were in kindergarten, checking in every year as they make their way to graduation in 2025. Those students are now in middle school, and a few members of that class have improved their grades compared to pre-pandemic days. Here's reporter Elizabeth Miller.
Last year was Michael Contreras' first as a principal of Ron Russell Middle School. He's an energetic guy who loves to walk around campus chatting up students. Once it was clear schools were going to be closed for a while, Ron Russell quickly switched to distance learning, which, for the most part, is just plain worse. You'd be hard-pressed to find a teacher who disagrees. So I was surprised when Principal Contreras told me about a kid who is infamous among teachers at Ron Russell. We bleeped his name out to keep it anonymous.
I don't know if you've heard the name, and I mean, he's an eighth grader. I mean, he never shows up to class. He's always in trouble.
There's always one of those kids, you know? School might not interest them, or they may have other things going on at home. But for some reason, the switch to distance learning helped this particular kid.
But he's turned in every assignment.
Contreras isn't sure why.
Who knows why that is, but he feels more connected and doesn't have to put up with school, probably.
We're not going to talk about this student. He's not one of the kids we've been following. But he's not the only one Contreras noticed doing better at home than at school.
I mean, if you think of all the horrible things that that are coming out of this, but from an education standpoint, I could see us doing some online stuff or having some different options for some kids.
Some school districts have been doing this, creating online-only programs or schools for students who do better at home. When it comes to why they're doing better, there's a lot of possibilities. Sadie Kensler is a seventh grade language arts teacher, and she has a few ideas.
There are definitely a few of those that their parents are maybe scarier than me. Their parents push them more than me, or they just are, you know, super bored at home. And so they're like, I'm going to do this. Or they're just easier. It's easier for them to do it in the quiet of their own home.
Rayshawn is one of those kids. He loves playing video games with his friends and making jokes in class. But like a lot of teenagers I've interviewed, he clams up when you put a microphone in front of him.
I don't know.
But get him talking about something he's into, like sports, and you get a little more. His family's from Ohio, like mine, so we root for the same teams. Except when there's a pandemic and everything has been canceled.
You watch a lot of sports.
Can't watch them. Can't watch UFC no more.
And do you feel comfortable like playing sports with other people, or is that like not right now?
No.
You can tell Rayshawn is a smart kid, but he's not really into school, and he sometimes gets in trouble. Rayshawn's mom was worried about where Junior, that's what she and Rayshawn's dad call him, was heading.
I feel like there's, you know, the kids that are really into education, you have your sports kids, and then you have the class clowns.
That's Casey, Rayshawn's mom.
And Junior kind of teetered between the sports and the class clown. And usually the bad part of it wins, unfortunately.
If you ask Casey, Rayshawn actually does better learning at home. Just like the kid Principal Contreras told us about.
Now it's like the class clown is being paid attention to. And there's discipline actions, you know what I mean, that can be taken. Your phone or your game or your, you know, stand in the corner, do some squats, you know, whatever it is. He has to be accountable. Our family's pretty sports orientated. And you can't have sports without the grade.
Rayshawn has his own theories about why he's doing better in school now.
I get to lay in bed and do my work instead of sitting in hard chairs.
Plus, his house doesn't have all the distractions of school. Sure, his little sisters are there.
They just bug me. What? They do.
He's talking to his mom.
They just come to my room, start talking to me.
was in the middle of a court match. He comes in and starts talking about some random stuff.
That's nothing compared to the hundreds of classmates, teachers, and those hard chairs. But just because school was online didn't mean it was easy. Even though Rayshawn's science teacher is his favorite, he still got frustrated with a lesson on rocks.
Some of the stuff I didn't get, like the science thing, the website was like terrible, so like it's hard.
At the beginning of distance learning, there wasn't a big improvement in Rayshawn's grades, but his mom still saw a difference in him. Now, in a new school year, Rayshawn's mom is seeing that difference show up on his report card. She says his grades are better than ever before, in case he wants Rayshawn to finish out the year in distance learning. Rayshawn is not so sure. He says he's 50-50. He wants to see his friends, and he'll wear a mask, but he doesn't want to deal with the dumb jokes that feel inevitable on a middle school campus.
Yes, I already know. Some weird kids are going to come up to me and start sneezing and coughing on me.
But Rayshawn is the exception. School in this time has been really hard for most students. Another student we've been following is Shelby. She liked distance learning because she could focus more at home without the distractions of school. But her mom, Julie, saw her getting overwhelmed.
She had told me that in a normal week, she'd have like three assignments or two assignments. And when the distance learning started, it was almost like they bumped it up to five a week. And she was really feeling frustrated about that, which then that made it, she felt, exhausted.
She was not the only one. Ron Russell teachers saw engagement and student participation drop week after week since distance learning began. Students just stopped turning in assignments. One teacher saw 80% of students turn in assignments that first week. But just a couple of weeks later, that number dropped to 60% for some classes and 30% for others. Here's teacher Sadie Kensler again.
A lot of kids have to take care of their little siblings. A lot of kids have to do things at their home where they can't. And so that's been getting more overwhelming. And I think parents and their work going up and down, and that's been trouble. And like just all the internet issues. And sometimes I get messages from students who have been absent for 2 weeks. They're like, our internet went out and now I'm back and I'm gonna do it. And then they're overwhelmed, so they try, but they can't get as much done as they want.
It wasn't easy. But in the end, all of these students pass the seventh grade. They're one step closer to graduating in 2025.
That was OPB reporter Elizabeth Miller in an excerpt of the Class of 2025 podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. There's so much to unpack on distance learning, and we plan to look into it in the next season of the Mind Shift podcast. Stay tuned. We're coming back this summer. I'm Ki Sung. Thank you for listening.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.